The federal education law, No Child Left Behind, requires students to take statewide standardized tests in math and reading in third through eighth grade and one more time in high school. New Hampshire students have been taking an assessment called the NECAP, but it's not popular with many teachers.
A NECAP does not benefit students.
Ellen Hume Howard is the curriculum director for Sanborn School District, which includes Kingston and Newton.
They walk away from doing it as some sort of torturous 6 hours that they had to spend. It doesn't help them.
But the NECAP, which this year will be replaced with the Smarter Balanced, is one of the few measures parents have of whether schools are doing their job. For some time, education reformers have puzzled over how to make these assessments more representative of what students know and less disruptive of the actual work of teaching and learning. Yesterday, four New Hampshire school districts, Rochester, Epping, Sanborn, and Sauhegan, got approval to conduct a pilot program they hope will do just that. Brian Blake is Sanborn's superintendent.
We'll be able to substitute our local assessments from the Smarter Balanced and make it so that assessment isn't an event anymore. It's part of what we do on a daily basis in our classrooms.
Under the program, the number of grades that take the tests will be cut in half. They'll still give the Smarter Balanced three times, once in elementary, once in middle, and once in high school. At Sanborn, the testing will be synced up with important developmental benchmarks. For instance, third graders would take a reading test and fourth graders a math test, because those are important ages in those subjects.
We're not afraid of Smarter Balance. We think it has a place. We just think that the place that we need to put it should be the biggest bang for our buck, so to speak, with our students.
In the years without a statewide test, students will be given tasks, one per subject per year, written by local teachers. These tasks would be large and complex, more like reports or projects. Paul Leather, New Hampshire's Deputy Commissioner of Education, says a question for English and Language Arts might ask a student to consider a community initiative.
And writing letters to community leaders around what the costs would be, what would be the pluses and minuses of putting that project in place, and then doing an argument both for and against that project.
And here's the kicker. Those tasks will be graded by local teachers, will be administered as part of normal classwork, and will count toward the students' grades, unlike previous standardized tests. The questions have all been peer-reviewed and are shared between the four districts.
It really is a new idea, a new concept, really a new day for education.
This is the first time in the country a pilot like this has been approved. Deb DeLisle, the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Elementary and Secondary Education, says other states could follow New Hampshire's footsteps. Other states could follow New Hampshire's footsteps, but notes there were years of work leading up to this announcement.
So if and when other states are interested and ready to do this kind of innovative work, we would certainly look for ways to support them. But we also believe they would need to make the same kind of commitments to quality, comparability, and equity as New Hampshire has done.
The pilot needs to be reapproved after 2 years, and the state says it hopes to expand it as it goes. There are four more schools waiting in the wings, ready to join next year. That is crucial, because part of the reason the feds said yes to this pilot is because they expect this locally written assessment to eventually be given at every school in the state. But New Hampshire's Paul Leather says the schools taking part this year are some of the state's most engaged and advanced. They've done years' worth of work studying assessment theory, switching their instruction style, and now writing the so-called performance tasks. He says if other schools want to cut back on testing, they'll be expected to do the same.
I think that there are districts that have not put the kind of effort and preparation into both leadership and building the strength of their educators to be able to do this.
If New Hampshire doesn't eventually ramp up to the point where all of its schools are taking this test, it has agreed to go back to the Smarter Balanced. But Brian Blake, with Sanborn, doesn't think that'll happen.
I think this is where the country is headed, and I'm glad that we're taking the lead.
How much enthusiasm there is for this alternative will, of course, depend on how unpopular the Smarter Balanced is compared to the local assessment when they're all given for the first time this spring. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.